welcome to Let's Get Honest. I'm your host, Mike. Let's get raw and honest today. You know, I thought about how I would come forward and kind of produce these ideas that have been kind of like bouncing around in my brain in terms of like how I would go about talking about Jesus, what Jesus has done in my life. And, you know, honestly, I found that as I kept thinking about it, that I would try to develop this script in my head in terms of like, oh, you know, like this is what's going to sound the best. But raw and honest is truly how I want to be throughout this whole podcast. And even as I continue throughout the series, I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm going to let God lead me through all of that. Today, you know, I thought that I just wanted to talk about one simple thing, but it kind of, I know that it's going to kind of evolve as we bring Jesus into the equation. And I think the best way to start that is by bringing God in with a prayer. So today, Father God, please help this podcast inspire others as you have inspired me. Today, I want to bring you into the present, Father God, and allow you to control the narrative of this podcast. That through me just trying to do it by myself, I'm not going to be able to do any of this without you. So inspire me to help inspire others, that with and to let us know that without you, life is going to be much more of a struggle, because with you, anything is possible. We can move mountains with you, Father God. So today, bless this podcast and help me inspire others. Through your almighty name, Jesus. Amen. You know, today, I think my question for y'all today is, what need inside of yourself have you been neglecting? When I think of this inside of my head, it often bounces to, how have I been neglecting my own mental health in terms of, what have I been putting to the wayside because I think that I need to be tougher for the people around me? And this isn't just a one-dimensional problem, or this isn't just a problem that's only facing men today. I've met countless of individuals, both men and women, that are dealing with this issue of feeling like they have to act tougher and not present any sort of feelings to the world. We have to remember that God created us to be feelers. You know, I think one of the most interesting quotes that I've ever come across is, sticks and stones may break our bones, but words never hurt me. Then why is it that we remember those words that people spoke to us years down the line? I know that I have. And it's because God gave us the power to speak, but with that power comes great responsibility in terms of how we use our voice, in terms of how we speak to others. And with Jesus's help, we can help do that. And, you know, I think that's where the biggest thing that I want to talk about in today's podcast is how all of this and how the boldness that I'm speaking today is only coming as a surprise to me. Because 5 minutes ago, I was stressing out, going downstairs and snacking, trying to figure out how I'm going to overcome this nervousness. 30 minutes ago, I was getting distracted by YouTube in my car because I was nervous trying to find something, trying to find anything else to cope with other than going to God. Because I think throughout our life, we find that it's so much easier for us to try to cope by ourselves. And we think of like this self-reliance as the best tool for us to have control. And when we remove self out of the equation and we understand that this like self-awareness, self-reliance, self-love, all of these things just turn into more selfish desires to think about only me and how I'm going to do something. But that's never how Jesus taught us how to be. Jesus always taught us to think of someone else first. You know, of course, to look after ourselves. Because if we're not looking after ourselves, we're never going to be able to look after others. But it should never be only relying on self to be able to do these things. We have to be able to find Jesus in order to be able to do that. That's why it was so important to me today that I started off with prayer before I started off with the podcast. Because if we're not bringing Jesus into the center, then what are we doing? You know, and the world lies to us, portraying these different self meanings. And all of these only brought me temporary relief and only made it about me. It's like I said, it's good to have all these things, but when you remove self from each of these words, it means something entirely different. Jesus became my rock and my salvation. And, you know, he was really that fire that I was seeking. And instead of self-righteousness and getting caught up in the world, he talked to me about humbleness. One of the biggest things that I've always struggled with throughout my life is pride. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's not good to be proud of yourself when you have these great achievements. Like, I just finished all the theory component of my master's program, and because of Jesus inspiring me and being able to help me through those moments that I was struggling, I did extremely well, better than I have ever done throughout all of my program. So throughout all of my time in university and in school, and it's because of Jesus's grace that I was able to work through those moments. And when I was just trying to rely on myself, that's when I had the problem. That's when I walked through depression to the point where I was ready to take my own life. And then that's when God intervened in my life through different people that I'm sure that I will talk about as this podcast goes on. And I think the thing is that from the beginning of time with Adam and Eve, we have always wanted to rush the process and find quick ways to become more wise or want more fame. But the only way is through the Father. God wants us to walk with him on this journey of life. And what I needed to understand is that all I have to do is go on more walks with Christ in order to gain that knowledge I'm seeking. Because yes, it's not always going to be glamorous when we're in the valleys and we're always going to be thinking, how can I get back to that mountaintop experience? But honestly, if we're being honest with ourselves, there's way more valleys than mountaintop experiences. And in those valleys is where true faith is shown to Jesus. You know, and ultimately for me, I give all the glory to God who has truly turned my life around. Because in today's world, we have forgotten how to show kindness to each other and be humble towards one another. And if I'm being honest with you, I still struggle with pride each and every day. I find that with this career that God is moving me into, I felt the need to be more knowledgeable on what's going on in the world, how I'm going to help other people to be able to find that peace. You know, and honestly, I think as Christians, yes, I would love that peace to be in Christ, but all we can do is just plant the seeds. It's the person that has to be able to understand that Jesus is King and walk through that door. And the only one that's going to get them through that door is Jesus. We can help plant the seeds, as I said, but without Jesus, ain't nobody finding, ain't nobody getting into heaven. So I think the thing is that we have forgotten what mercy looks like. To remember that the person that's beside us could be having the worst day imaginable. From any one of us who knows what it feels like to hit rock bottom, you know that you can keep falling because there is no such thing as rock bottom. And all it takes is just one more struggle to push you over that edge. One more person being rude to you can be the difference between how your day can go. And now I'm not saying that if you are having a bad day yourself and you're rude to someone that you're responsible for what they have chosen to do in terms of the decisions that they make after you speak to them. But it takes no effort of ours to be nice to someone instead of being rude to somebody. Because when we have been given the ultimate grace by God, we should be therefore extending that grace to others. And you know, as I continue this podcast, it's not going to be this staged effort where, you know, I'll have my notes that I can go back to, but it's going to be like this first episode's name is, raw and honest, each and every time I come to this mic. Most of the time I'm hoping to plan weekly sessions where I'm coming on and I'm talking to you guys, because I know through God, I'm going to reach people. And when I think of a verse that most resonates with me, especially in the last 2 weeks, is from Jude 1:22, which says, "We must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering." So as we go forward today, let's not forget about these people today and make sure we show these people kindness. Because it doesn't just have to be non-believers. It can also be people that are believers in Jesus that are struggling with their faith. There's so many different things that are in the Bible that can, if you don't understand it, can cause you to be like, but wait, why is God saying this? And when you think with the when you think with a mind that's influenced by the world, you can be like, but why is God so not somebody that I want to follow? And when you actually take the time to sit down with God and understand what he's asking of you, yes, there's some sacrifice involved, but ultimately there's beauty on the other side of it, because God is asking us to sacrifice these things because it's for our own good, because in the long run, we're going to know that it's for our own good. So today I inspire each and every one of you, just as I'm going to inspire myself, to turn your face closer to God, because he has given you the ultimate grace of forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Take some moments to spend more time with God. Be kind to the person that is standing in line with you at the grocery store. Be kind to the person in front of you that's maybe taking a little bit more time at the drive-through ordering something. Ultimately, we can be kinder. We're supposed to be different and act different because Jesus gave us something different to think about, because Jesus saved us. So I'm going to end on the note today to always remember that Jesus is there for you no matter what. And just as that poem Footprints in the Sand says, in the moments where you can't even carry your own feet, he's carrying you. So remember the love that Jesus has for every single person on this planet. I hope y'all have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you guys next week.